And what about a small vehicle to carry bricks in or other heavy things? Has one little
wheelbarrow.
How's that?
Wheelbarrow.
Okay, and what about a large thing that is used for sharpening a scythe or some big blade?
I know what you're talking about. Folks used to have
in the
a whetstone.
Okay. And if something is squeaking, and you, what do you have to do to make it stop?
Grease it.
Okay, and if you get grease all over your hands, you say, ooh, my hands are all
greased up, messed up.
Okay. Or if a pan, you might say, go wash that, what kind of pan? That
if it's frying pan.
Okay, but if you want to say it has grease on it, you'll say, ooh, go wash that.
Grease the pan.
Okay, if you have a door that's squeaking, what do you think, what did you say you ought to do to it?
Oil it.
And what about a makeshift lamp that they used to have made with a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
Oh, and flambeaux.
Okay, did you ever see them?
Yes, ma'am.
You ever make them, yeah?
Yes, ma'am, I've seen them.
Yeah? Well, somebody told me they made pretty good lights.
Well, they did. I have seen people use them. Uh-huh. But my mother was fortunate enough to have a lamp.
Uh-huh. That was better. Okay, and what do you call in the thing that's inside the tire in a car?
Tube.
Okay, and if they're going to put, somebody's just built a boat, is going to put it in the water, you say they're going to what the boat?
Try it out.
Okay, did you ever say launch?
Well, yes, ma'am, I have. I didn't think of that.
Okay, how would you say the word, please?
Launch.
Okay, and we talked about different kinds of boats already. And if somebody says, I'm going to go have some cake, and another child wanted to know whether or not he was going to get some, he might say what?
May I have some?
Okay.
A piece.
Okay. And if a child's just learning to dress himself, the mother may bring his clothes in and hand them to him and say,
hand them to him and say,
here.
Go take your bath and get dressed.
Okay, and she's talking about giving them to him. She says, here.
Take them.
Here, your clothes.
Here, your clothes.
Okay, and if you meet a little boy in the street and he's afraid of you for some reason and he's crying and you're trying to make him feel better, you might say, now don't cry,
I'm not going to hurt you.
All right, if you're having an argument with somebody, and you want to ask him if he didn't think you were right about something, you might say, well, I'm right.
And you were wrong.
Okay. Or would you ask a question to the effect that doesn't he think you're right, too? You might say, well, I'm right.
Do you think I'm right?
Okay. If somebody thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, oh, don't mention it. We, going in anyway, we...
Well, we are going in anyway.
Okay.
However, you're welcome.
Okay. And what about talking about the old days when everything was better than it is now? You might lean back and say, oh, what, the good old days.
The good old days.
What would you say? The
Hoover days.
Okay.
That's what they were.
Yeah.
But, you know, fortunately, well, it just depends on the get up about a person. You take back in those days. It was really, I compare it those days as these, all except one thing. You didn't handle as much money. But the money that you did get a hold of, you could, you know, it would go so much farther. You
for
could
sure.
do so many more things.
Sure.
Anybody buy $25 for groceries, they needed a two-horse wagon.
Exactly.
My mother would send to the store and get sugar and get a big old bag like that for 25 cents. Now that's really the truth. Rice 5 cents a pound, 3 cents a pound, all right there.
Doesn't seem believable.
Now that's true. Well, Lord, now.